remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail the Ofra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again on this planet, we are welcoming you that this is Radio Biafra on this very day, the 21st of December in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, who I'm surrounded by today in this very beautiful office in downtown Frankfurt. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening to all of you, especially those in the far eastern part of the world. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. So we brought it very, very close to the people that matter. Also here in Frankfurt, in Germany, we commenced the first phase of our tour of Europe, starting from, I should have been in Munich, where our coordinator is, but fortunately, we've been diverted to come to Frankfurt, and we are here today in the presence of distinguished Biafrans who will speak and tell us their minds wherever they may be on this very day. We are also going to connect to London as well. We know there's a meeting in London which we have been attending, but this took precedence for the very simple reason that we had to come here to see our people as well. Eji Keme, who is hosting the meeting in London, I did obviously tell him that it wasn't possible for me to be there. And we know they're doing very well. Karamonde is there. HMFO is at the hospital. We're expecting Barrister Mamezu there as well. So wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. Please, you must ask your friends and your family. Tell them to go to Radio Biafra website at www.radiobiafra.co. They can go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or they can go to either the Android Market or iTunes to download the Radio Biafra app. And throughout, how can I say, for the duration of our stay here in Germany, we have a telephone number which must be advertised. Please, anyone listening, Kechukwu Enyiagwu, anybody, go on Facebook and announce it. I'll keep repeating this number over and over and over until everybody gets it. The number to call this evening is +49, which is the code for Germany. I repeat again, +49 152 189 47751. I will speak very slowly, please. If you can write this down, it's +49 152 189 47751. That is the number to call. Our Skype line is also here, and the coordinators, they know where to reach us, although I am there at the moment connected to the meeting in London, because we're going to have a simultaneous broadcast this evening. We are here in a meeting in Frankfurt. There is also a meeting going on in London. We are going to connect both meetings together. That is why we are exceptional. That is why we are Radio Biafra. When we speak, the whole world listens. Anywhere you are on this planet Earth, in any continent you are in any country, in any city, in any town, regardless of where you are, if you speak, if you call Radio Biafra from wherever you are, everybody else will be able to hear your voice. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We make it very, very plain to our people. We make it very, very obvious to all everybody listening, for now and for tomorrow, that we are not going to retreat and we cannot surrender. We are not here to do anything else but to get Biafra. In however means we are going to do that, we intend to do so. We must get Biafra. And if anybody tries to stop us from getting Biafra, we kill them. If you stop us, we will kill you. As simple as that. We accept we may die in the process, but then so what? Jesus Christ died at the age of 33. Some of us are nearly twice his age. So maybe we've overstayed our welcome here anyway. Because without Biafra, we are nothing. We are here to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Not just any Biafra. And that is why, in order for us to get this Biafra we're talking about, we must ensure that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, both in our conduct, in the way we present Radio Biafra, and in any dealings we have with people. We are incorruptible. We are not like anything that has come before us, and you will not see the likes of us ever again. We are here to do this work for which some of us we are born, and that is to restore Biafra to its former glory. We don't like cowards. We don't like people that think that we are not going to do everything humanly possible to get this thing done. Israel is still fighting a war. If you go to your Bible, they were fighting wars. They're still fighting till tomorrow morning. That is their portion because they're children of God. If we have to fight wars every day of our lives until Christ comes, then so be it. We must make it very clear. Our resolve must not be questioned. Anybody who thinks that we are joking is in for a very big shock, because we are not. This is Radio Biafra. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. We don't intend, I repeat, we don't intend to surrender this very fight, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the difficulties. We managed to do something that is almost impossible to do. For the very first time, our people came close together all over the world to purchase a transmitter. It's never happened before. We did it. We didn't eat your money. Nearly £100,000. A lot of money, believe you me. We didn't. We did what we were asked to do. And we said that radio will speak to our people back home. And we're going to do it. Because we are Radio Biafra. Anything we say we're going to do, we invariably end up doing it. We welcome you wherever you are once again. But before I go any further, I must go to London to ask if Carol Monde is there and to ask how the meeting is progressing. In the absence of myself and Uche Mefo, I hope that Barrister Mamezu will be there as well. Before we go around here, starting with our coordinator in Germany who is here, who traveled all the way from Munich to come and welcome me in Frankfurt, which is an honor that must be reciprocated. Please, Carol, can you hear me? Carol Monde, can you hear me? Maybe we may have lost her line. Carol, can you hear me? No, we cannot hear her. We must ensure she's not there anymore or what? I don't think she is. Maybe her line is unstable. What we're going to do is we'll try and focus on this very meeting here and then reconnect with London as soon as possible. I will start from my right-hand side here, who will be co-hosting the program with me because that's his job. He is the one coordinating us in Germany overall. So he's taking his rightful position, and he will first of all acknowledge the people of Biafra. They are the wonderful people that come from the sceptred land of the Igbos, the Bibios, the Efik, the Anangs, the Gwanke people, the Oron people. We are talking about people from Idoma, should they wish to be part of us. We are talking about those of them who are from Ishekiri and also from Urobo as well. You must acknowledge these people because they are in every country around the world listening this very moment. Please, go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans all over the world, I want to say good evening. Good afternoon and good morning, wherever you are. I am Fred Onyale, by the grace of God, the humble servant of Biafra in Germany. I want to welcome you in this evening's broadcast in Frankfurt. We are here in the presence of Biafrans in Frankfurt, and we expect you to stay tuned as you hear the biggest part of everything today, and may God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. And we must repeat this number, please, for our listeners as well. This is the number with which you can get hold of us this very evening, because we are in Germany. We are outside our studios. We do not anticipate any problems at all, but should we encounter one, please always ensure you refresh your browser. If the problem persists for whatever reason, please go to an alternative listening post. We have three of them advertised, and they are radiobiafra.co, peopleofbiafra.org, and also indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. And our app is there as well. Please remember to go onto Radio Biafra London Facebook group There we'll be able to feed you breaking news and latest information as well. Please, once again, the number is +491 52 189 47751. I repeat, +491 52 189 47751. This is Radio Biafra. We'll now go across this room one after the other. You will give us your name, where you come from, and where you're currently residing as well, because this is Radio Biafra. We don't hide where we come from. Nnamdi Kanu, from Isiama Farupu Ibeku. That's where I come from. Please, who has the microphone? Switch it on, please. We'll start from our coordinator here, which is yourself, please, Kingsley. We will start from you. You will introduce yourself to the people of Biafra in every country on this planet listening this very minute, please. You may proceed.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen around the globe. My name is Kingsley Ajoku from Owerri, living in Frankfurt. We are happy to have Radio Biafra here in Frankfurt today. I could see all Biafrans living in Frankfurt. They are happy that we're having Radio Biafra here today. It's an honor. And we also thank our director, Nnamdi Kanu, for bringing Radio Biafra down here in Frankfurt. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. We are delighted to welcome the director and to Germany and Radio Biafra also to Frankfurt, Germany. My name is Chukwuka Dibia, aka Ochika, aka I'm from Owerri, currently living in Kassel. I joined other coordinators in Germany to welcome the Radio Biafra here in Germany. My greetings to great Biafrans all over the world. I hope you enjoyed tonight's service. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It is a service. It is a service. Yes. Go ahead, please. Go around. Go around. We need people to please give us their names and where they come from, please. It's important to us. Yes. Yes. You can sit where you are. You can be on your seat. It doesn't. If you can stand if you want to. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, hello Biafrans. My name is Vincent Ejikeme. I live in Frankfurt. I am from Ojoto, near Newe, Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No, just leave it on. Leave the microphone on and then pass it to the next person, please.
Hello, good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Ike Obi. I came from our mama in Imo State. We are happy today because the Radio Biafra is here today with us in Frankfurt. And we are happy for what we are doing here today. And we are asking all Biafrans around the world to please join us in this race. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. My name is Ikechukwu Okoye. I stay in Germany, Wiesbaden. I'm from Ojoto, Anambra State. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. Good afternoon, good morning, fellow Nigerians all over the world. My name is Richard Hirim. I'm from Ukwere.
You didn't say fellow Nigerians, so fellow Biafrans. It's understandable anyway. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Richard Hirim. I reside here in Frankfurt. We're happy to have Nigeria to have the Biafran Radio here today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Here's the next person.
Ndibonde won. Wherever you are, you're hearing the voice of Reverend Dr. Chido Kairo. I'm from Ofeke Ndume Ibeku.
That's my mother's village.
Right. In Omoya. Fellow Biafrans, I want to announce to you today, bear this in mind, that Biafra is real. Wherever you are, believe it or not, I want to tell that it's real. Wherever you are, again, I want to say that Biafra is real.
Amen.
The suffering is over. The Bible begin to ask this question. Is there no balm in Gilead? How long? Martin Luther King asked. How long? For how long? Well, I want to announce to you to welcome the director here in Frankfurt and to say that Biafra is real. So join us to make it real. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. As they say, where we come from. Yes. Please, the next person. Have we finished?
Hello, Biafra. Good afternoon, good morning, and good night. My name is Daniel Onyeka Iba. I'm from Lobukun, Onumucheza. I'm here today, and I'm very happy to see out the connector here and with our team right now in the Frankfurt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, fellow Biafra. My name is Mr. Chikwendo Onoha from Onitsha, isn't it, MBC? I live in Frankfurt, Germany. In fact, I would tell anyone listening now what I'm experiencing now. I'm very happy that Germany have stand up to talk about Biafra. So if Biafra can stand in Germany, wherever you are, please, we want you all to join us and talk about Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Germany is important to us, and so also is the United States. Two key countries. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. My name is Francis Onyekwere. Live in Germany here. I'm from Enugu, Mbise, Imo State. I would say every Biafrans, you wake up, the time is at our time, to join the fellow Biafrans to fight for our right, for our freedom. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. We are happy to welcome our director today in Frankfurt, Germany. My name is Anome Nwere Opara. I am from Enyogu Mbise. I wish to use this opportunity to call my fellow Biafrans with whom I started this struggle for nearly 10 years ago here in Germany. I am talking about Chidi Ugwebinike. Those of you who are still dragging your foot, I am talking about Dimka, Mr. Sam Ukeje. I am talking of Emeka Ogarako. I am talking of Obioma Obiwuru. I am talking about White Ebemando. I am talking about Solomon Mwadele. I am talking about Victor Wato, Kodo, Greg Okechuku Onyeneho. Ebeni Nununo, wherever you are, stand up. The struggle has come to our foot here, and we are not going to go back. I thank all of you for all the whole support you have been given all the whole way from here to Switzerland. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Please, thank you. I understand there are some people who don't want to say who they are. Perhaps when they feel comfortable, they're able to tell us. Because the Biafra we're going into is a Biafra of the brave. I must make this very clear to everybody listening all over the world, that if we have to fight this war for the next 100 years, we shall do so. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. We only fought for 3 years and ran away. It is not acceptable. Because what we are pursuing is our natural right to exist as a people. It's for the opportunity not to be humiliated. It's for an opportunity not to be insulted by people any longer. Our little children from the ages of 13 to 18 are being impregnated back home and their babies being sold. Everything that we cherish as children has been turned upside down. Not in my generation will the memory of our people, will the pride we have as a race be obliterated. Maybe it can happen after me and other people, then so be it. But while some of us are alive, we are going to fight to retain our honor and our dignity as a people. Biafra existed before Nigeria, before even Britain was formed. Before William the Conqueror left Normandy in northern France to go and fight the Battle of Hastings, there we are Biafrans. There is no way we can allow a contraption, an abomination, a creation of man to surpass, I must say, what Chukwu Abiamah himself created. Chukwu Abiamah created Biafra. Frederick Lugard, the Scottish man, created Nigeria. Nigeria is man-made creation, not made by God himself. Isn't it ironic that next year, 2014, which is a few days from now, that Scotland will be given the opportunity to decide if they want to be part of UK or not. Whereas the man that Lucifer sent to create one Nigeria is from that very place. We must reflect on this very, very carefully. The Yoruba media did a very wonderful job demonizing the word Biafra, telling you if you mention Biafra is a treasonable offense. We are in Germany and we must speak the truth. This country fought a war of aggression 2 times. They killed over 6 million Jews. As Germany, did anybody ask them to change the name from Germany to something else? They committed crime. The party committed crime against humanity. Nobody asked them to change the word Germany. We were the ones that were killed. 3.5 million killed in cold blood. And people are telling me I should be afraid of my name. They must be insane. They must be very, very mad to think that our generation, this generation, will allow this humiliation to continue. That is why we have Radio Biafra, because we are fearless before our enemies. We don't care who they are. We went to China and broadcasted from China. China that nobody goes into. We did, for many days. Anywhere you say we shouldn't go to, we go there. Somebody told me on the phone I shouldn't come to Germany. That Wazirike's supporters are here. That one of them is an assassin. I said, please, can you give me his address? I want to go to his house and broadcast from there. We must remain without fear before our enemies. It's critical. Even Jesus, when he was teaching, taught the disciples not to be afraid. That was why they came out of the upper room to go and spread the word to the ends of the earth. If you are afraid, Biafra is not for you. We cannot afford to be afraid. We cannot afford to try to embellish what is, in essence, the truth. The truth must be spoken. That is why we are different. That is why we are Radio Biafra. Because if we do anything else, the spirit of the dead will come after us. 3.5 million of them. Ask yourself, why is it that every group in the world with Igbo attached to it never performs very well? There's always strife, division, separation. Ask yourself why. We must honor those that fought for us and died for us. Men went to war to fight for our dignity. We must honor them by being proud of who we are. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. People are calling us. Please, we ask them not to call. It is not time. The lines are not open. Once again, I must give out the number for this evening. And always, as long as I remain here in Germany, it's +491521894751. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to go and bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary before we go around here once again to ask people to give us the benefit of their views and their opinions. Biafrans all over the world want to hear what their own brethren in Frankfurt are thinking. Boko Haram attacks Borno barracks. Again, several women and children killed. Several women and children killed. Palpable anxiety forces go on Danjuma to rebuke Obasanjo over letter to Jonathan. Because of what we have been doing to Obasanjo's letter, they are now panicking. they know we are very serious. Remove, they can't even contemplate removing Jonathan. It's not possible. Yoruba parasites, hopes Confab will keep Nigeria together, urges Jonathan to implement Confab's agenda. Now they have turned around the APC to realize that the only way the zoo can be won is for them to support the Confab called by Jonathan, but it's too late for them. Afenifere, coward, speak against Obasanjo at last because of Iyabo's letter and exposes all of them and says Obasanjo is a failed leader. They know that Obasanjo crossed the Rubicon. He went overboard by writing to Jonathan. And that was the death knell on Nigeria's coffin. He's dead. We are also reporting, this is why we need to get Biafra quickly, an Abia man lost two of his people for not thinking straight. He sold his child to bury his father. He didn't have any money. He had to sell the child to give the father a befitting burial. This is happening where we come from. And people still wonder, why do you want Biafra? We must go on to bring the news in detail. A group of Boko Haram militants on Friday attacked the 202 Army Battalion barracks located in Bama, about 40 kilometers outside Maiduguri town, and killed several women and children. They attacked Army barracks. The so-called invincible Nigerian army that are so powerful. A bunch of illiterate, uneducated Islamic zealots overran them. Their barracks, mind you. And killed their wives and their children in the barracks. The Islamic sect, according to a source in the barracks, struck around 3 a.m. local time, firing heavy arms and ammunition. A source who threw a soldier said that troops of the Nigerian Army and Air Force repelled the sect using fierce air and ground attacks, resulting in the killing of many of the terrorists. He explained that some soldiers in the barracks lost their wives, children, and relatives in the fight, which lasted until about 7 a.m., during which time the sound of explosives and gun filled the air. There was an attack on the military barracks in the town of Bama this morning, said Mohammed Dole, an army spokesman in Borno State, the epicenter of the Boko Haram conflict. Former head of state General Yakubu Gowon and former Minister of Defense General Theophilus Danjuma have berated former President Olusegun Obasanjo over his open letter to President Goodluck Jonathan, describing it as being capable of breaching the peace in the country. The duo stated this yesterday at the 6th edition of the Abuja Festival of Praise, hosted by Danjuma at the International Conference Center Abuja, in a goodwill message. Gowon warned Nigerians, especially leaders, against making utterances capable of breaching the peace of the country, noting that it was important for leaders, past and present, to take heart, not to say things that can bring about problems, as all Nigerians will suffer if there is no peace in the country. The Afenifere, which is a pan-Yoruba socio-political group, on Friday called on President Goodluck Jonathan to faithfully implement the agenda of the proposed national conference. The group, led by its national chairman, Chief Ruben Fasoranti, and the Ondo State Governor Olusegun Mimiko, made the call at a meeting with the president at the State House, addressing the State House correspondents after the closed-door meeting. Fasoranti said the proposed national conference is the soul of a new Nigeria and bigger than everything, including the 2015 general elections. He commended the president for the initiative of a national dialogue to bring the people together to discuss their union. This is a bold move that will earn you a good place in the history if faithfully implemented. Apparently referring to former President Olusegun Obasanjo, who recently wrote a letter to President Goodluck Jonathan, which is still generating reactions from Nigerians, the Apex Yoruba socio-political or socio-cultural organization, Afenifere, has branded the ex-president a third leader. The national publicity secretary of the group said, Yinka Odumakin made the comment on Friday after the meeting of Afenifere with the president at Aso Rock. They averred that some forces that have benefited from the imbalance and inequality of decades would not fold their arms and watch Nigeria restructured into an entity that works for all its component units. This is why all manner of letters were posted to you with impeachment calls. According to Odumakin, the group was in support of the proposed national conference by the federal government and firmly support President Goodluck Jonathan's initiative on that very project. Kingsley Obani, 26, from Ezeama Nsulu, in Isialanwa North local government area of Abia, has admitted selling his 3-year-old son to raise money to bury his father. Mr. Obani said this on Thursday in Umuahia when the Abia State Police Command paraded 2 child trafficking suspects and 19 pregnant young ladies. He said that he sold his 44-month-old son in November 2012 at the rate of 260,000 to a woman who is now at large. I told my wife that I don't have money to bury my father, who was in the mortuary at that time, and she approved of the transaction, Mr. Obani said. If you recall, I didn't mention on this radio station a while ago that the going rate for a boy in Igbo land is 250. The last price, I think, is around 190, 195. The going rate for girls is 175,000, but the last price is you can bargain it down to 150,000. This is a group of people that named a human being Mad, which means the beauty of life, Mankend. These are people that name their children Wakego, Genekanwa. We have been reduced to a state of so much hopelessness that if you look around, you don't find, if you cannot kidnap anybody, you pick up your nearest child and sell. Exactly the same reason why Chukwu Abiyama turned against us, where we are slaves today in all countries of the world. It's still continuing where we come from. That is the news headline, and those are the news headlines, I must say, and also the news summary. This is our problem, this is what we are facing, and this is why Biafra must come as quickly as possible. Because what is happening where we come from is unacceptable. Anybody that finds what is happening acceptable must question his or her lineage. As I've said before, if you go and check it, you see it is correct. You must have been fathered by a Hausa or a Yoruba man. This is Radio Biafra once again, and we welcome everybody joining us. We are in Frankfurt in Germany. We are in Germany today, and the number to reach us on is +491521894751. We must also commend those who are on their way to the meeting in London. We must also say to Ejike Emeh that we'll try and make it up to him because he wanted to host Radio Biafra today. He's hosting a meeting, not Radio Biafra, because no single individual can host Radio Biafra. They were meant to be at the meeting today, which is hosting, but we are instead in Frankfurt, coming to see our brethren in Europe, coming to see the Biafran family in Europe. And I'm happy to say that our coordinator, our leader here in Germany, traveled all the way from Munich to come down here to see me and also to see fellow Biafrans as well. And I must defer to him right now to ask him to give us his views and his opinion on what he makes of the news we are presenting today. After which we'll go around again and invite people to also offer their opinion. Because this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please, go ahead.
Again, fellow Biafrans, I want to say again that I am Fred Onyale from where in Olu province of Biafra land. And I want to officially say, on behalf of the Biafrans in Germany, I am telling our director, welcome. Now, coming to the news of today, I want to start with the attack on the army barrack.
And Onyale, let me stop you there. I'm now going to do to you what I do to Barrister Imam Mezu all the time. You will stay where you are. You hold that thought for a second. Let us see if Carol is with us. Carol, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Is somebody's phone going off? Carol Monday, can you hear me? Carol Monday, can you hear me?
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you now, please. Can you tell me what is happening at that very meeting? Can you first of all acknowledge the Biafran people, then we go on to inquire what is happening at that very meeting where you're at, please?
Yes, good evening, Biafrans worldwide, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Good evening. And we're at the last meeting. Many members are away. Do you know Uchis, his little boy is currently sitting. Philip's just coming.
So your line is not clear. It is not clear. I don't know if the feed is coming from us or if it's coming from there. The line is not very clear. Please, you will remain where you are for a second. Stay where you are, please. Your line is not particularly clear. I would suggest that you wait and let me establish the connection from here, please. Karomonde, be on standby. I shall reconnect you from here. Please, okay. Onyali, go ahead.
Yes, Director, talking of the attack on the army barrack, we always hear the Nigerian soldiers claiming that they have trashed the Boko Haram. I don't know if they are trashing them only on the paper. And it is a shame for a terrorist group to strike the army barrack and kill them in dozens, even their families. That means there were no gallant soldiers among them. No soldiers were kept at watch. In fact, it is shameful. And I know that this kind of thing cannot happen in a country where people are mannered, people are cultured, where people are organized. And this is a kind of thing we can hear only from the zoo. Again, I want to say that the Yorubas are always showing their chameleon life. You know, today they are against the confab, tomorrow they support it, and that makes them what they are. Nobody can exactly, they are not standing one place and believe in what they believe. They will always change from one corner to the other. They were forcing the daughter of Obasanjo to claim that she was not the one that wrote a letter to her father. And today, they are trying to support her by blaming Obasanjo, calling him names. In fact, this tribe or these people we call the Yorubas, they will never stop to do what they are doing, because it is always in their blood to be like chameleon. Now, coming home to see that somebody sold his son for 260,000 naira.
That's when it was still high. The price was a bit high then.
To bury his father. Mm-hmm. I think that person should be taken to a psychiatric home. That man is sick mentally. If he sold his son to bury his father, what do he have then? He have lost his son, his father, and he has lost his son. The money, he has used it to do burial. What is remaining? So there is something one cannot sit down to interpret when they happen. And one of them is this type of thing. For somebody to sell his son and use the money to bury his father, that means he is sick. This is not our culture. And because evil has crept into our system, evil has come in into our society, the Biafran society. And that's why something like this happened. Director, it is time for us to know that if we don't do what we're supposed to do now, many more things like this will happen.
Of course it will.
And that is why we should come up. All Biafrans, wherever you are, it is time for you to be with yourself and join your people. Join Biafrans. Let us get our homeland. Let us achieve Biafra. We give it as a gift to generations that will be coming after us. In fact, all I try, All my little effort I put is to make sure that my name is written somewhere. That when this struggle, when this restoration is going on, I participated. And I would like you, wherever you are listening from now, to participate in this struggle to make sure that we realize Biafra. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Who has the microphone? Does anybody else here have anything to say in relation to what we are presenting this very evening from Germany? Because I know that the time now here is roughly 17 minutes to 8, isn't it? To 8 here in Germany, which is some time to 7 in London. Who has something to say? Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening one more time. My name is Chika Eke. From Kassel, Germany. Related to the news of tonight, I just want to add two things. 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, the Army Chief of Staff was boasting his strength. 2 days later, he's been disgraced. I think this is time he understands that the warfare has changed. The warfare is no more joining the military as a career military and obtaining generals and obtaining brigadiers and boasting I will do everything to unite Nigeria together. Instead of him to stand up and hit at the point that Nigeria is a mission impossible. The animal kingdom was not set up for the good existence of the people inside. It was set up for the benefit of the United Kingdom. And as we are heading 29 days before the zoo expires, this is time he wake up as a human being, if he still have a brain, to ask himself, why are we losing people every day? Why is nothing is working in this country? Education is zero, our maintenance is zero, there's no road, no bridge. All what we hear is billions have been looted. All what we hear, kids have been sold. All what we hear is a small Islamic sector are overrunning the army that is spending over $10 billion to pursue Boko Haram every year. $10 billion that should be used to put the life of people in a better position. $19 billion Obasanjo used to spend on electricity, we don't have light. $30 billion Obasanjo used to run for communication and the rehabilitation of this and this, nothing is going on. I think they should stop wasting the life of people. This is time they allow Boko Haram to have their own Islamic State of the North and allow the Biafrans to go to avoid more bloodshed. Because if he's sitting in the office and think people like us will fold our hands and see what is going on, he's making fool of himself. He should prepare for what is coming ahead, which will be a blood beyond blood, as we will help them, because the world have kept quiet, just like what they did in 1966, as borders were being closed, and Biafran children have to die of hunger. It has started again since Jonathan took power. The night he was declared as the president of Nigeria, 800 Biafrans were killed. These 800 were youth corpus who were serving in the north. Nobody is talking about it. 2 weeks later, the Boko Haram declare war. They are not declaring war on the Hausas. They are not declaring war on the Yorubas. They are declaring war on the Biafran children. Churches are being burned. Americans are keeping quiet. Boys are being slaughtered. Luxurious boys carrying Igbos are being born in Kalon. Americans are keeping quiet. The same America will send a delegate that will come to Nigeria for a woman to stand up and said Boko Haram should be, the blame should not go to Boko Haram. It should not go to Hausa Fulani. Shagari was a president, nothing changed. Mboritla was a president, nothing changed. What is his name? Buhari was the president, nothing changed. Monitala was the president, nothing changed. Yaradua was the president, nothing changed. Abu Salam was the president, nothing changed. Just simple 2 years of President Jonathan. Americans expect New York to be built in the northern part of Nigeria. This is the hypocrisy which United States have engaged. I remember 3 months before Sudan, Southern Sudan, President George Bush stood up with candle in his eyes and said, enough is enough. Slaughtering Reverend Fathers in Sudan should come to an end, and said Sudan must go. The same person, a woman who was an ambassador, who served 8 years under President Clinton administration, who was African ambassador representative, came out before the world in CNN and said the slaughtering of Reverend Fathers and Sudan is okay for her. That the Sudanese should be together. They should still be killing them as they are killing Biafrans now. The whole international world is keeping quiet. Nobody is talking. Germany is not talking. England is not talking. The whole world is keeping quiet. As if we are dragging something with them. I don't really understand the hypocrisy they run against us as human beings. They will see us here, we are not comfortable. You finish university, you come to Europe, you never get a job. Anywhere we are, they are chasing us. But our oil, our resources are being mined by the same Europeans without conscience. They see us suffering in the streets of America, in the streets of London, in the streets of Germany, in the streets of China. They feel happy. I hope this is time they will advise themselves. Because if we start as it's going to start, there will be no mercy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Very passionate and eloquently presented. Please, do we have somebody else that wants to make their views known? Because when you speak on Radio Biafra, you are being listened to by over 3 million people all over the world. From Argentina to Austria, from Russia to Romania, from Canada to Congo. Everywhere there are people on this earth, your voice will be heard. Who wants to speak, please? Yes, go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, this is me again, Reverend Dr. Chido Cairo. We have heard what our directorate and what has been happening in Nigeria, especially in our place. However, I would simply say, like Kwame Nkrumah said, time is changing and we change with time. The longer we delay actions, the greater will be our troubles and confusion. That was what Kwame Nkrumah said. We should not delay no longer. Ndibo. If you have been betraying Ndibo, please come back. Please come back. I remember one of the Shakespeare's that said, "Then flee to those they know not of." When you are betraying Ndibo, you are just fleeing to the people that you do not know. That was what Shakespeare was talking about. But I want to remind you all, Ndibo, that the sleeping giant is now awake. And is coming into her own very self. Keep this in mind. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. God bless you. Does anybody else have anything to say? Kingsley, do you have anything to say? Anybody else? Because we get a lot of calls from Germany. And is it not from Frankfurt area? Is it only from Munich and Stuttgart? Does anybody have anything else to say? Or is it... Are people sad? What's the problem? Nobody has anything to say? Yes? Does anybody have anything to say? Or are we going to go and open our lines? Because when the call starts coming, it is unrelenting. Yes? Good. We are going to take some calls. But before that, does anybody here have anything to tell us about the state of preparedness of you people in Germany? What is the state of preparedness here? If we say, let us go, are people going to come with us? Are there Biafrans here in large numbers, the way we expect it to be? Of course, I'm impressed with the turnout, no doubt about that. This is only Frankfurt. Yes? Go ahead.
Yeah, please, I'm back to microphone again. As far as Germany is concerned, we live here in Germany, and everybody living in here in Germany, I think
let me just say, for instance, we have about 3,000 Biafrans living in Germany. Only about 100 can say boldly that they are happy men. Because I don't know what makes you happy in Germany, unless you are living in pretense. Somebody is 40 years old, you cannot even boast of a clean family. 90% of the girls will marry from home and bring them here. Disaster. Normal homes, disaster. At work, disaster. I don't know how somebody who is a master's holder and doing a cleaning job will call himself a happy man. I don't know somebody who is a PhD holder will be cleaning car in Volkswagen and call himself a happy man. Why somebody is sitting on top of your billions? Dangote is becoming one of the world-class billionaires in what belongs to you. Adenuga becomes a billionaire in what belongs to you. Obasanjo makes billions from 20,000 naira he has in account. A president overnight, he becomes one of the world-class billionaires. Abu Salam become one of the richest billionaires in the world for ruling Nigeria for nothing up to 6 months. Babangida on countless billions. Their children dash their girlfriends' private jets. You are sitting in Germany suffering, staying under the cold. I start myself, as far as this Germany is concerned, we are ready to sacrifice our life to get what belongs to us. Because my grandfather told me, I'm one worker. Yebuhu, Yeburu Naibuoya, or we hene. But I'm one worker. Yebu Heburu Naya, or Hejamata Woko. Our forefathers have fought the war. Our uncles have fought the war. They did not lose the war because they were not brave men. They lost the war as a result of conspiracy, as a result of betrayal from United Kingdom, from Soviet Union, from Egypt. Because when I grew up, I started doing the research about the war. I found out that about that time, there was no single pilot. Neither there was a single Yoruba pilot. There was no single Nigerian pilot. But every single village in Igbo land, in Biafra land, was bombed. In my own village, in my maternal home, everywhere was bombed because of betrayal of those who saw us as a threat when we are nothing more than a threat. We are not a threat to the world. We are not a threat to United Kingdom. I always say it. They can come on board with us. But those who refuse to stay clear from what is coming ahead of Biafran land, their land in this Europe will be hit and hit hard. I repeat it again before it starts. Those who are trying to play politics with the blood of Biafran children, their land in Europe will be hit and hit hard. If this is a threat, I'm threatening it. Hear me now and hear me well. You either stay clear from the fear of Biafra or you join us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, Director.
Go ahead.
Asking if there are Biafrans in Germany. In fact, I can say there are many Biafrans in Germany. There are Igbos, but there are Biafrans. Because as many as hear the gospel of the restoration of Biafra and accept it are those I call Biafrans. Many have had it, but they took it to be something like a joke. They never taken it serious. Those people are not Biafrans, even though they are Igbos. But I am praying that they will be converted from Igbos to Biafrans, so that they will come and strive, they will come and make efforts to regain their person, to regain their strength, to regain their fatherland, because we are all scattered away. It is not a good thing for us to leave our land and go out to live in another person's land. Like my brother said before, it is shameful. Somebody staying in Germany, in Italy, in America, and claiming that he is living a good life. There was somebody who wrote something on Facebook, and I challenged him. I told him, if you know what to do, what you can contribute to the restoration of Biafra, do it. And he said that he have Australian passport, and he has spent a lot on this struggle, and nobody recognize him. If anything happened, he will go to Australia and live. I say, see how stupid you are. See how shameful you live. Is Australia your homeland? Why not make your your homeland to be like Australia, so that you can comfortably live at home? So I want to tell all Biafrans that as many that accept this gospel of the restoration of Biafra, they are Biafrans. But those who don't accept it, we pray that God will open their spirit and they will see the truth and follow it. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We shall open our lines now. Our lines are open. The number to call once again is +49 152 189 47751. And for some people, especially those calling from the zoo or calling from homeland in Biafraland, we can make an exception for them. Ask them to call the normal radio Biafraland, which they all have. Our Skype line is also open, so you can reach us this very evening, wherever you are. It's evening in this part of the world. It could be your morning, it could be your afternoon, or it could even be your midnight, as the case may be, because the world spins round as it never stops, so is our agitation not going to stop. We cannot stop until we get Biafra. We are in a meeting with our people here in Frankfurt, only part of it. How many places am I going to eventually? This is Frankfurt, Munich, where else?
Hamburg.
Is Hamburg,
Cologne.
Yeah. Hamburg and Cologne, yes. Stuttgart, Hamburg and Cologne as well as Munich. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Give us your name and where you are. That is, he's waiting to hear confirmation from his system. Of course, there is a time delay because the speed of sound is only 840 miles an hour. So
hello?
He has to. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, he can hear me very well, but he wants to hear his voice first of all. But there is a delay. Unfortunately, we can't help him. Can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
Very well, Director.
the last caller
you
wasn't.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. The last caller wasn't hold on, Ikech, stay where you are. Let's try and take this call. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? These are all the new people calling. They don't know to speak to us direct. Please, Ikech, go ahead. Can you please go ahead?
Oh, thank you very much. My greetings to all their friends and those listening in from wherever you are. This moment, it's morning here, and I say good morning. Welcome to our today's service. I want to thank our national coordinator in Germany, Fred O'Neilly, for having excellently arranged the movement of our European tour. I also want to extend my regards and heartfelt greetings to our brothers there, Ajoku.
Yes, Ajoku has done exceptionally well, and so is Chuka.
And,
well, and
the rest of them there, my greetings to you, Malaysia. Biafrans here in Malaysia are proud of you people. We expect the same thing to be replicated in France, in Spain, in Sweden, in Holland, in Poland, in Norway, in Ireland, and in the rest of immediately and all over Europe. I thank you so much. It is important that the message cuts across everywhere where our people are, that nobody might say we've left them behind. I want to use this opportunity to directly speak to the reps and by extension all coordinators, wherever you are, you're listening to me. Emails have been sent to you, letters have been dispatched to each and every one of you, and the contents of these letters are very clear. We have the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Like we've said before, we've reached a communique, and the communique has been issued out. The letters that are to be sent to the United Nations must be sent. The ones addressed to state head of states of countries must be addressed to them immediately. The ones that are to Yohannes Ndibo, the South, East and South South governors must get to them as quickly as possible. There are some of them that are addressed to traditional rulers, to unions within Biafra land, and also the ones addressed to all Biafrans concerning digitization of their assets. These must get to them and promptly. Please, if you are a coordinator and you've not got this, or if you are a Biafran and there is no coordinating unit where you are, please endeavor to contact us as quickly as possible, because we want to make sure that every part of the world is saturated with our plea. Today's plea. We are trying to negotiate with the nations of humanity on the reasons why we have had enough of Nigeria, we have had enough of slavery. Like my dear brother Chikaike have said, there is no need beating about the bush. I reiterate, we have served and slaved for Britain. We have served and slaved for Europe. We have served and slaved for Nigeria. We have served and slaved for all the companies making Nigeria. We are slaves wherever we are in different countries, even in this place, Malaysia. It is not enough for you. They don't give you work. But they just don't want you to leave. They want to kill you. But we are saying we've had enough. Please, allow us to go home with our stupidity. Allow us to go home and kill ourselves. But allow us to try. We must go home. If you put your hands in our quest for freedom, you are opposing the Charter of the United Nations. And a house divided against itself cannot stand. That is what I have to say for now.
Thank you very, very much. There are people calling from everywhere. Let's go to the phone and take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. What is going on? Are they testing our lines or what? I don't know. They're testing it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Ugochukwu. I'm calling from Egypt.
Ugochukwu from Egypt. What is your surname? Ahanagobogeni. What is your father's name?
Firstly, I have to appreciate the good work towards this effort.
You've not given me your surname, Ahanagi.
You guys started.
You can hear me.
I think it's going to 2 years or here right now. So I heard what coordinator of all coordinators said about if anyone wish to know if there is a coordinating unit where he or her is. So that is why I'm wanting to know if there is a coordinating unit here in Egypt for me to associate. Because like you said, or used to say always, that Biafra is inborn. Like me, I was born in 1984, but Biafra isn't me. No one can advise me nor talk to me, nor talk to me to associate myself for the restoration of Biafra. No one, even my father, informed me anything about Biafra, but is it me, inborn. So I wish to know if there is a coordinating unity in Egypt, because I am now in Egypt, to associate myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we have people in Egypt. We shall try and get the details across to you as quickly as possible. We appreciate your call. And we'll even appreciate further if you can, please, try and email us or send across via Skype as well your telephone number so we can take it on from there. We had a caller from Germany. I don't know if he's still on the line. The caller from Germany, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. This is Sonia Kashukwe Zemba, the PRO of Biafra in Germany.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
I welcome you, Director Germany. I welcome you very much. I've been in touch with my people this morning. I welcome you, and I thank God for the way everything went successfully. And I thank our coordinator in Frankfurt for a good job.
Yes, excellent job. Kingsley is one of us.
I was with them online this morning. So, and our general coordinator as well, before he left Munchen, I was online with him. So he told me that he would be going, so to make sure that everything went successfully, the way I can see it, that everything is really, I'm proud of them for what for the excellent job they did today. I welcome you, Director. Then I will see you in Hamburg when you'll be coming to Hamburg.
Of course.
Because Frankfurt is very far away from me here, so that's why I couldn't make it.
That's no problem. Germany is very big. I think it's twice the size of the UK, so it's very massive. We appreciate what you're doing. I must say I'm also impressed with the turnout and the attitude of our people in Frankfurt. I must say that if we're a bit hard on them, it's because we expect more. We expect Germany and USA to come out. When these two countries come out, then Biafra will come. Germany and USA are important to us, and that's why we are here. So we are impressed so far. What I've seen so far, I'm highly impressed with what Kingsley is doing here, supported by Chika as well. I'm very, very happy with what they have done. And they have many more things to do for their country. Many, many more things to do. If they continue this way, then we don't have a problem here. They have done really well. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Uche Tuku Ono. I'm calling from Republic of Ireland.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in Frankfurt in Germany. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm very, very happy in everything you guys are doing. I thank Nnamdi Kanu. I thank every one of you for have bring this thing to this very time. I have called a few days ago, and I discussed with you guys, and I'm still now trying to bring up my own idea in this issue of Biafra.
Give us your ideas live on air. You can give it to us here. The advice that Fred Onyali gave us, we used it.
I have spoken with, I just finished speaking the coordinator of European coordinator in Ireland here, Barnabas.
Yes.
I had a meeting with him just here, and we are moving forward in order to bring all our brothers and sisters in Ireland together. But due to the fact that the Christmas is just on the way, we postponed it on January that we're going to have a meeting. Because I was suggesting to him that I want to know the amount of money that it will cost us to take that transmitter home and fix it. I'm just suggesting if there is any way, Nnamdi Kanu, the great man, you guys will gather together and tell us how much it's going to cost us and divide it to all the countries that are very, very interested in this very issue. Let us have it. You can share it according to the number of people in each state, in each country, by percentage. And we will go back home and sit down and we will do donation of it. Everybody will contribute. Let us do it today and tomorrow and see this thing that is being fixed in our own country. That transmitter, because we want to educate our people back home. Because when I call Nigeria and try to let my brothers to know what is happening, most of them don't know what is happening. I keep telling them to go to Radio Biafra. We have to fix this thing so that we know where we're going to. And whatever it will cost, tell Ireland that Ireland is going to bring this money, this amount of money, that we're going to make sure that this thing is in, start working at from from January, middle of January or end of January. Let us bring the money. Let us contribute, do the voting. I spoke with, I just finished speaking with Barnabas just quite ago now, because he came to me and I was just discussing this thing to him. I'm very happy to hear from you guys, and I support you to the last breath of my life. Whatever that it can cost us, let us bring it on the table. I'm going to do my best, and I'm still conversing, I'm still bringing people into this matter. I call them, and I tell them to go to Radio Biafra. When they listen to Radio Biafra, they will know exactly what is happening. Do you understand? So this is what I want to bring to Radio Biafra and to the whole world. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us come together and have our own stage. Please. The person that is speaking is Uchechukwu Ono Okwuchi. I am Igbo man from Enugu State, and I want the whole Biafra to stand and let us have our own state. Please, I beg everyone, and let us support this gentleman that is, that have lived all his things he's supposed to be doing, fighting for the betterment of the Biafrans. Nnamdi Kanu, I salute you, and I salute Barrister Ima Mezuo. I salute Karumonde. I salute every one of you who have stand doing this job. May God continue to bless you all. And I will continue, myself and my family will continue to stand for Biafra. From today, from the day I started hearing this Biafra, my mind is in Biafra. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And we are not going to fail. If anybody is expecting us to disappoint them, they're in for a very long wait. They will wait for us until the day they die and buried. And we cannot let our people down. We can't afford to let them down, because we can't afford to contemplate the price of failure. If Biafra does not come in my lifetime, I would consider my entire existence a failure, complete and utter failure. That is why we can't fail. No matter what happens, we can't afford to fail. And Biafra is going to come, because Chukwu Abiam himself has determined that it should come. So it's going to come, whether we like it or not. If it's only four of us left, we'll get it. Only two people left, Biafra will come. All God wants are people who are honest enough as his own instruments with which to fulfill his promise to his children. Let's go and take this call. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra. We're in Frankfurt. Can you hear me?
This is Agunlobi calling from Sweden. Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
Welcome to Germany.
Thank you very much.
I want to chip in according to what the last caller said about to tell us the amount to transport our transmitter home. It's not something that we have to tell, or something that we have to. This is some. This struggle is. We, Biafrans, that live all over the world, that live in diaspora, but most of us, we have incomes. We don't need to be announcing how much, how can we, this and that. We have to, like we in Sweden, we do a donation today, and we achieve marvelous results. So they can also do the same donation in their, in whatever country they are calling from, whatever country where the Biafrans live in diaspora. So to enable us to transport this thing home, it's not something we have to be like, we are begging for something that belongs to you, something you know that you're supposed to do to for you to be participating. This is something you have to call Biafra wherever you are, tell them this is what we are doing, and let them support this struggle. That is what I want to say. And the second thing is that also I'm also asking this. Yeah, is there any way we can be start to shake that zoo so that they will know, like, place to touch? Most of us are going to the zoo in this S-Mass, because we need to do something, not to leave Boko Haram, you know? When they are talking about Nigeria Army, we don't have army. We only have army on the paper. If Boko Haram can enter Balak, Ami Balak and they defeated Balak and killed their wife and their relative, then there is nothing left. If they can win the Ami Balak, then the zoo don't have anything to give about. So this is also to let we Biafran to know that the zoo only have mouth. They say that empty vessels make the most noise. They only make noise, but they can't do anything. They only got those people who have been embezzling our money. They only fit in their home and sell up this. It's we, therefore, suffering it. Come living in the diaspora, doing all kind of money job and feeling that we are okay. So this is time for us to be doing something. I have said it before. If you go to the zoo, anything with a Hausa person or Yoruba person, you have to avoid it. Especially changing money. Don't go and look for Biafrans and change money from a Biafran. Then stop, we should stop entertaining all these people because they are not helpful to us. They are killing us. It is time for us to bring out the bad face. The face of everywhere change because this is time for us to do something. And we need it now. So anybody who is going there will start doing something so that they will know that this level is a level of, we are going to another level. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you very, very much, and thank you for calling. We've taken your advice on board. We have another caller on the line, I presume, if I can get it to work. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Uche Obidiego from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you in? We are in Frankfurt. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm calling from Munich.
From Munich. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm talking about what our brother says, the one that is in Ireland. You understand? So
yes.
I think he make a point about contributing money. I believe that each of us in this particular European Union contributes some money. When everyone have a unite and have a one mind and do this, at least those things that we need to take up to our place, we'll get there. You understand? So we need to use one mind. You know, it's not that you claim that you are Biafra when they say, okay, come out and do something for your brother and you go back. You understand?
Yes.
Everybody has to be united. You understand? So what I'm saying this evening is that let us put it in agenda. Let everyone contribute. It's not more that you must pay to the amount. The one that you have, you bring it, you put it in our account. It will do something for us. You understand? And I'm very happy. This is the first time that I'm calling. Since I joined this in this last week, I joined this radio Biafra, and it was great thing to me. I was really, really impressed. You understand? And I'm telling many of my friends, they are joining this, and I know many of my friends that doesn't know this. I let them in, and they are happy for it. We are going to fight anywhere it will take us to. We are going to fight for it. You understand? I'm ready for it. I'm not saying that I'm not talking, only talking. I am standing for Biafra. Biafra is my land, and I'm proud of it. You understand?
Yes.
I'm ready to fight for it. Even if it is the point of death, I'm going to fight for it.
I like that.
My brother.
Thank you very much. I like your spirit.
Yeah, I'm thanking you for all the job that you are doing, my brother. God will bless you and stand for you, whatever you are doing. God will continue blessing you. We stand for you. We stand for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on Skype? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
This is Chukwudi Oswagu calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Malaysians are wonderful people. I love them very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, let me quickly, I just want to thank God Almighty for granting you Johnny Mercy all the way from London to Germany.
Yes, that is true. But you must, anytime I fly Lufthansa, there seems to be turbulence in the air. I don't know why. Even the way the pilot landed, I didn't like it. But please go ahead.
It's okay. I really want to congratulate the Boko Haram in one aspect for remembering the Nigerian armies. The other day, Ehim Jirika was boasting that they would do all they could do and make sure that they fight with their blood to keep the country safe. But today, what happened? It has showed that Nigeria has no security. It has showed that Nigeria is not a safe place for people to dwell. And secondly, the United Nations, they are watching. The whole world powers, they are watching. They don't want to say anything in regards to this issue. I don't know if they are waiting for the Boko Haram to kill all the Biafrans so that they will not step in and start sucking Nigeria oil. Maybe that is their plan. Our big Oga, Barack Obama, I always love one particular English he used to say. He would say that, unlike when Gaddafi was fighting his people, he said he has lost the legitimacy of ruling the people. Ever since all this has been happening, they refuse to say something regards to Nigeria issue, and they want us to remain as one. Just as the other day, the stupid so-called Samantha Power, she was there saying that Goodluck Jonathan should go and put the Northern place in order. Whereas their own country, they are fighting terrorists here and there. They don't want to give the terrorists a chance, and they want us to remain under that same country. May Al-Qaeda also remember she and her family, because they don't want us to have our freedom. These are the people who don't want us to have our freedom. The British are there. They saw all these things going on. They don't want to say anything. They are just after only the oil of Nigeria and to make sure that the people don't exist anymore. That is all I have to say. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. You're a good man, and so are the people in Malaysia. Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We are reporting live and direct from Frankfurt in Germany, and our people are here. This is the only people that have hosted Radio Biafra where people don't want to. I don't know if they're upset or if they are guilty from the past for not leading this struggle. We don't know what the problem is from their side. Is it because they are guilty for coming out late in this struggle? What is it? Because we want to hear from them. We want to hear what they think about Biafra, what their hopes and their aspirations are, and even what their fears are. Kingsley, what do you have to say? Where's the microphone? Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have no fear. All of us are coming out now. One thing about Germany is the Igbos living in Germany, they don't like rushing into things. They like taking their time, watch you very, very well before coming out. A lot of them called me severally. They were asking me about Radio Biafra. I told them a lot. I said, the director, Nnamdi Kanu, is a genuine man. He's out. I told them that everybody should come out. Let us follow him. Let us follow him. They've been very reluctant. I did my best. I called each and every one of them, the ones I know. I said, please, come out. Come out. Let's follow this man. This is the rightful man for us. And I'm happy today that they are turning out. I'm very, very happy.
I'm impressed.
I used to communicate with our director regularly, also with Ikechukwu Eniagun and Rita Nibogun, our coordinator in München, also coordinator of all coordinators in Germany, Fred Onyale, and our PRO Ezemba. We communicate daily, and also the women coordinator in Germany, Florence. We talk every day, every blessed day. Sometimes I have headache. I said, please, I don't feel like talking. I am tired. My head is about to blow. I talk every day since I started this struggle. But my spirit asked me, said, please, move. Don't get tired. Move, move. Sometimes when I receive calls from any of the coordinators, I'll say, oh God, again, Sean Vida, again. But lately I stopped getting annoyed. I'm out, and I will do everything possible to see that our people are free.
Yes.
To, you know, we'll get to that promised land.
We'll get to it. We'll get to
God
it.
Knows that. We'll get it. We don't want to kill anybody, and no, we don't want anybody to kill us. Just exactly. Leave us. Let us go. Mm-hmm. We are Igbos. You are Yorubas. These one are Hausas. These are people with different religion, people with different culture. I don't have anything that connects Yoruba and I. Nothing connects Hausa person and I. I don't hate them. I like Yorubas. I like the Hausas. They are my fellow Africans. I like every African person. What I hate is injustice.
Please, go on. I don't know whose phone this is.
I hate injustice.
Can please turn off their phones, please. I beg you, turn off, because it's very, very unprofessional of us. The world is listening, not just Biafrans, but other countries as well and their governments. Please, yes.
Yeah, please. Go everybody ahead. In Nigeria, I want peace. I want peace. I want Igbos to live in peace and not in pieces. In peace. Just leave us. Let us go. Let us go and serve our Chukwu Abiama.
Yes, and we shall do so. Please hold on to your thoughts. Let's try and take this call. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are, please. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course I can hear you.
Please go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra live transmission to the whole earth. Go ahead.
My name is Rafael from Moscow.
Rafael from Moscow in Russia. What is your surname, your father's name?
Okay, my name is Raf Ndikom. From
Ndikom. Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Let us hold on where you are. Hold on. Let us ask a question here. Who here was born after 1975? Anybody here? No. We are all old people here, unfortunately. We have to ask them if they know what Ndikom is. I bet you if you ask anybody from that age range downwards what Ndikom means, they can't tell you. Please go ahead. I like your name. Go ahead. Can you hear me? No, we may have lost his line. We may have lost it. We have a caller on Skype. Can you give us your name and where you are, please? Hello?
Hello. Yes. Director.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kewe Anderson calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Director, I just want to congratulate you guys for... I just want to congratulate you guys for the better job you're doing. And I want to also ask the Chukwu Abiama to strengthen you guys. So, Director, I want to make a contribution. So I would like you people to share this money that will make our transmitter to go back home, because our people back home, they really need to hear us. They really need to know what we are doing. So this morning I'm talking it so that the whole Biafrans all over the world, the whole country, wherever they are living, so that this money will be shared, so that people will make this contribution, so that our transmitter will get back home and be giving our people information about what we are doing. So I want that to get done very fast, so that we know the next step to take now. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and we shall consider that. I think the coordinators are discussing this. They are discussing it, and we shall try and come up with a position on this issue. The person on Skype, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Hello, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Once again, this is Eken Negon. I'm calling from Munich.
From Munich?
Yeah, Munich.
You know, this Munich thing, it confuses me.
Somebody some minutes ago made a very pertinent suggestion. And that has to do with calling all Igbos, all Biafrans in diaspora to come home and write a testament. You see, if you go to Book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 5, it reads, "Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Now, with this statement, the old Israelites, present-day Israelites, they were first exiled in various different parts of the world. At the time, they felt it pertinent to go home. How were they able to mobilize themselves? Their leaders assumed a name, Bilu, as we have today, Bilia. This Bilu is what I have just read from the Bible, House of Jacob, come, let us go. So when they took this title, Bilu, they gathered in 1882 in the city of Constantinople. When they gathered there, what did they say? "To our brothers and sisters in exile, if I help not myself, who will help me?" Take it again. In the city of Constantinople, 1882, they said, "To our brothers and sisters in exile, if I help not myself, who will help me?" If we Biafrans, if we Igbos do not help ourselves, who will help us? I am thinking that it's time, it's high time, all Biafrans here and there, take a particular year and visit home. There, when we gather, we write our own testament and proclaim to the whole world that we want our own republic. And when we gather, wherever it may be, Owerri, Enugu, Oka, Bakiliki, Umahia, wherever it may be, we shall take a stand that no pressure, no intimidation shall make us to forget our resolve. We have to remember that during the French Revolution, 1789, very many people gathered close to the Cathedral de Notre Dame and took a resolution that they must make sure that they effect a change in the system. And when they gathered, their leader had to tell them, especially their government officials or your security apparatus, that were trying to destabilize them. And what did they say? "We shall not leave this place except at the point of the bayonet." In other words, we are not going to forget our resolve or relinquish whatever we are doing, except they kill all of us. That's what he meant by, "We're not going to leave this place except at the point of the bayonet." Now, when we Igbos, when we Biafrans generally, take a particular year and travel home, we gather and take a decision. And by the time we carry out this particular revolutionary steps for a day or two or three, the whole world will hear us. And we are going to tell them that we are tired of living under this particular rickety and drooping structure called Nigeria. Let me be honest with you, Mr. Director. For the Igbos, for the Biafrans to live in various parts of the world, you can see, of course, coming from Malaysia, Senegal, Ireland, different parts of the world, where don't we have our people? You can imagine the glory and the dream we have taken from Igbo land down to other parts of the world and then trying to glorify them. If we can just for a time take this glory and dream back to Igbo land, back to Biafra land, you can imagine what shall become of that particular new republic. It is high time we went home and tell our people, because most of them at home do not yet understand what is happening. But I believe with the efforts we are now making to send our transmitter home, this news, this mission, this propaganda, the information must get to the roots of the villages.
I have an announcement to make considering what you have said.
Okay.
Stay where you are, because you're on Skype. You stay where you are.
Okay.
People think that what we are doing is a joke, or that people are not listening. But I can tell you this very evening that a major human rights organization in the U.S. is beginning to tweet that Biafra must be free. And in the United Kingdom, the Jewish Defense League has joined what we are doing, and they're also tweeting that Biafra must be free. Before now, none of this ever happened. Before now, or before Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come, none of this ever happened. People must not underestimate what we ask you to do. Anytime we ask you to do something, just do it. Wait for a few days, you see the results coming through. I have asked them to send us the pictures because I don't believe in hearsay. And in fact, they have just confirmed, they've sent it to us. Please, Carol Monday,
and Gozie, you will put this thing on Radio Biafra London. All these pictures, put it there. So they will know the type of powerful organizations who are behind what we are doing. Or who support us. We didn't go to them. By the strength of our arguments only. Tell me why Scotland should be free and not Biafra. Scotland yes. is only 5 million people. We are over 60 million people. Why is Biafra called, sorry, why is Scotland called a nation and Biafra called a tribe when we came to this world before them? Biafra has been here before Britain itself was formed. Why should I be ashamed of my name? I've said it before, anybody who is afraid of Biafra cannot claim any lineage to any of the Biafran ethnic groups. Never. You're not even worthy to be born. You must be proud of where you come from. And the world understands this. When it comes to Biafra, we are fanatical. We are insane when it comes to our country. We lose every decorum, every manner of reasoning goes through the window. We are mad people. I get enraged when it comes to my country. I love it because that's where I come from. And that's where I will die and be buried there. Please go ahead.
Yes. When I said many people have not known, I wasn't trying to underrate their efforts. I was just trying to make an understatement for us to put more efforts. So what I was trying to say is this. You have to draw a program, and I know you are doing it already. And then one of the years we have to go home and make sure that our people feel our impact and then follow in the crusade. We are going to do it. That is one. Two, a particular speaker, I think calling from, I have forgotten, made a statement concerning Hijirika and the failure of protecting the entire animals in the zoo called Nigeria. Let me use that expression. The truth is this. He has been classified as the best army chief of staff in recent history. What is happening is because of sabotage, because some of these houses want to rubbish what he's doing as well as our president. But we shall not give them that chance. What we have to do is to make sure through this medium to carry out this propaganda and imprint it in their minds for them to be careful, for them to know that the enemy is always lurking and doesn't want to give up. By so doing, and I believe, and equally mobilizing our people, one day, and I repeat one day, we are going to sing Glad Hosanna. By then, we would have reached our own promised land, of course, Biafra. So, the rest I keep to myself. When you are here, during Monday and Tuesday, we'll talk more. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling. And I'm trying to get the precise name of the group in the U.S. They are called the Mesopotamian group. If you go to mesopotamian.org, that is the organization that are tweeting asking Nigerian Christians to come together to make sure that Biafra is revived. That is the power of the media. Only us against the whole Yoruba media, and we are defeating them big time. Anytime they go against Jonathan or Stella Odua, we attack them, and within 2-3 days something begins to happen. Isn't it ironic that even Afenifere, even the old Luthers, the Luthers League, are now saying that Obasanjo overstepped his mark by writing to Jonathan? The only media group to defend Jonathan is this radio station, Radio Biafra. No other person. When we speak, the world listen. People listen to us. They listen to us. And when we tell you that Biafra is coming, you should listen, because Biafra is coming. Which call do we take now? It's just too many of them. Let's go and take this one. The Hello? Caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. My name is Uzoma Bapro. I'm calling from...
You're calling from where?
I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
Munich is in Germany. Please go ahead. We're in Frankfurt. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm... First of all, I want to thank you all and congratulate you for this effort you are making to revive our land, Biafra. I didn't know about this thing in the first place. I was told by my friend in Munich, so I came here purposely for this, to hear the program. So, and I was so touched when someone was saying that thousands of us are here in Germany and all over the world with PH holders working on it. Nice, I got mad, you know, and that is the truth. Why we lost all our things to the so Hausa people, you know. But the thing is, I have had many things all said and done. My own thing, my own contribution is I believe the word that says action speaks louder than words, you know. So what I'm saying in essence is that what do? We need a program. We need a program. I know, I believe in what Julius Caesar says, that if you wanna have a peace, you gotta prepare for a war. So I don't believe that two more talking will lead us to anywhere. Just give us a program. How will it be? We are tired and fed up. So how will it be? We wanna go and restore our fatherland, Biafra, and that will be our own pride, you know? I wanna do it in this, our own present time. You understand? So what I just needed to say is we need action. That is why I'm calling. I don't have much words to say. I'm so rude by everything happening.
You need action. I like that. We believe in action.
Yeah, we need action, sir. We tell us what to do. If coming home, we come home. Whatever it is.
You are in Munich, are you? You said you're in Munich. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm in Munich, sir.
I'm coming to Munich on Monday and Tuesday. I'm coming to Munich.
You are coming to Munich, sir.
Yes, I'm coming to Munich, and we need to see all our volunteers want to see.
I was told you are coming to Munich from Frankfurt, so I'm waiting. I'll be pleased to meet you. We just need a program, what to do. We just need to get our fatherland back.
Of course, and we'll do
action.
Of course.
Please, sir.
I agree. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and we're in Frankfurt in Germany.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Director. This is Amata.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway, please go ahead. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling to comment about there is a man who called.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. People are waiting to hear you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm calling to, I want to make a comment about, there was a man that called and said, commented about, if there will be any possibility of...
Yes, Amaka, continue. Don't listen to your own voice. Just go on and say what you want to say. Don't stop.
Okay. About the man that said that if there is a possibility of arranging or making a program when all the Assans can come home and make a stand or a statement. That is a very good...
suggestion.
Suggestion. If there is a possibility of that, it will really, really shake the ground of Nigeria and make them understand that this time around that there is a difference and there is a new way of doing things, because we cannot fight the battle alone from our side.
By
the time they see us with our families and our generations and even those who don't even know where their roots are. But by the time they hear, because there was yesterday I heard of the boy that called from U.S. that his ancestors are from Biafra.
Yes.
So these are all the things we need to do in order to make our voice heard.
It's a very good idea. But I want to let you know something. We've done it before, and they killed us. Actually, they were shot members of MASOP many years ago. They've been massacred all over the place. So we've tried that route. It didn't work. And can't you see that Boko Haram is working? They are begging them to give them 3 million each, 300,000 every month for 3 years. And, you know, what's better way to make money than that? Yeah, whereas we've been coming on the streets protesting, and they kill us. They are the ones running from Boko Haram. Maybe the tactics we used in the past didn't quite work, and we need to change it. And that's what we're doing. So we can't go out again and allow them to shoot pregnant women and children, no. Instead, they should be the ones from us. They should be running from us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. You can't believe what the Jewish Defense League is tweeting about Biafra. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Yes, and we shall continue this work. We shall continue. We're not going to cease or end. Yes, well, yeah, do you have anything to say? People here are too quiet. Or the grandma by Abigon.
Director, it is well. And you can see that many Biafrans are still coming. It shows that there are many people who have Biafra in their heart.
I'm happy with what
it shows that many people want to go home. It shows that we are tired of staying in the cold.
Have you asked them God, if they want to go home, Fred? Have you asked them?
Even before asking them, I know that everybody wants to go home.
No, some of them are looking very bright here. Compared to
nobody can be bright We were created by God.
Let me take this call. I know, hold on to that thought, please. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm calling from Greece. My name is Justin Obunanjamanze.
You're calling from where, sorry? You're calling from Greece.
Yes, I stay in Greece.
Okay. You and Jamanze, are you from Owerri?
I'm from Ohaji, Owerri, yes.
The men in Jamanze family, is it? No, another one. Okay, sorry. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Greece. It's really 3 days I joined this program. Hello?
Yes, we are. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead. We don't want to interrupt you. Yeah. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, it's 3 days I joined this program. My friend introduced me to this Radio Biafra, though I'm a staunch Biafra man.
That's
despite
good.
The fact we are not been practicing it because we left our homes. My own suggestion is that I've joined them here. I've joined them in Greece here. As I'm talking to you now, I'm a member of myself. Because why I'm saying this is because...
Sorry. People are laughing. Sorry, you're a member of which group? Hello? Did you say myself?
Yes. Biafran. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's Biafran. You don't blame him. You are with Biafrans in Greece, not myself. We are not myself.
No, sorry.
It's Biafra in Greece. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. It's just like our brother here who mentioned Nigeria instead of Biafra. It's the same thing. Go ahead.
So here in Greece, we are not all that strong, but thank God people are turning up and the way things is going on. For the past 3 days, I've been listening to this program. I've been motivated by the voice of the leader, Nandi Carlo. You see? What we have to do, everybody is bringing suggestions, different suggestions, things to do. But, you know, the most important thing, most of us that has been contributing to all this, we are not strong. We will say it, we still go at the back, forget these people there, tomorrow they will just lag back. But I don't believe that spirit, I tried to kill it. Because this is the spirit that has been killing all the Igbo men. All the Igbo men. Forget these people, tomorrow they will change. Is it not what was recorded? We have been arguing this in some of the African shops, even today. And I told them, young man, I've been talking like this, but can you please download this Radio Biafran? You have everything if you do. So most of them, I believe they are hearing my voice now. So what I'm trying to suggest is that if there is any way, we can, let's go. Even me, as I'm in Greece and I'm tired, they are deporting Nigerians, Biafrans. All the deporters they are deporting is only Igbo people. There is no African man in Europe. There is no Yoruba man in Europe. It's only Biafran, therefore all over. 2 or 3 weeks back, they deported 67. Last week, 27. Yesterday, deportation. And when you deport these people back home, they have nothing to do. Tomorrow they will turn to be the kidnappers, kidnapping their brothers. Just like you said the other day, that the kidnappers should stop. So if this program is going on, everyone should be bringing suggestion will be happy 20 years. If we can be able to bring our ass together. My brother, I love your words. And when you speak, your words make me feel, yes, we are heading somewhere. So if we can pull action by, just like my brother Mubu's here, say, when, just mention this. If it's to package all the Biafrans back home. My brother, we are slaves in Europe. We are slaves here. Suffering. Nothing. No work, no nothing. We are hiding from one room to another because of police. Because they will put you back. There is no money in Greece. My brother, we are deporting Nigerians, Biafrans like empty bag. Some even threatened. You see, Ghana.
So that, so what I'm, what I, what we are, what I'm saying now, my own contribution, just give us a date. We are tired of contribution, hearing.
It's terrible.
When are we leaving? When are we leaving? Because I believe if we find ourselves today in that so-called zoo, Nigeria, when they see us in mass, I believe, even if we do not shoot any gun, that when you see crowd, and you know that these people, they are mean, and they are ready to do something, my brother, they will give us way.
They will. And at least we'll have the spare parts dealers from Ghana join us. If this information we are getting is confirmed that the Biafran people, Igbo people selling spare parts in Ghana, some of whom I met when I went to Ghana a while ago, is now going to go home. They are going to be sent home. On the 2nd of February, the ultimatum is go home. And I want to leave township, woman be from Ghana, to leave Ghana. They must leave.
So, as I'm talking to you, even to go back home, some of us, we are feeling being ashamed because you are going back empty-handed. Because we are serving the whites here. After everything, they will deport you back. Empty-handed. So, what I'm suggesting, and what I'm... If you can be able to give us date, when are we leaving?
That date will be communicated to you people. Don't worry about that. We know when we are leaving. We are going back next year. We know that for sure.
So
we'll
that you cannot be hoping on calling from telephone to bring your suggestions in this. My brother, as I'm talking to you, I'm tired of it. What we need, what I need personally, and we are angry because we are eager to do it. Let us pull the trigger. The suffering we are suffering here in Greece. Is it even better to go to that war in Nigeria and do it once and for all? People will die because I believe before good thing will come, somebody must die.
There must be sacrifice, of course. We must sacrifice something. Of course we have
to. To excel in life.
Thank you very much, my dear brother.
We are watching forward.
Keep going to your meeting because we are going to come to you. Keep going to your meeting. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes. I believe we will see. I'd like to see you as we are in Munich. People in Greece here would like to see you also.
We will come to Greece. There's no problem about that. Thank you very much for calling and keep attending your meetings and keep contributing very positively. How many people today have said, my friend told me, somebody told me to listen to Radio Biafra? That's what we'll ask you to do. Listen to Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? Your name and where you are?
Yeah, hello, Nnamdi. This is President in Columbus Okole, calling from Senegal, Dakar.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I thank you so much. And I want to thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra, Karimonde, and our dear barrister. I want to use this opportunity to say that with God, all things are possible on our side. And I just want to read a few words from the Bible in regards to our movement. It is the book of it is written in the book of Judges 7. Gideon went to war with 3,000 men. It said, then
it's 300, isn't it?
Yes, 300 men, not 3,000.
Ours is 100.
Yes.
Want to beat that record?
Yes. The Lord said to Gideon, the people who you are with are too many for me to give Midian into their hand for Israel. Would come boastfully say, my own power has delivered me. Now therefore come proclaiming in hearing of the people, saying, whosoever is afraid, trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. So 22,000 people returned, but 10,000 people remained. You see, this particular verse is something that I have looked into very, 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 very well. And I came to realize that in this pursuit of this our race, of this our Biafran to come to pass, a lot of people will come out. A lot of people will call in. A lot of people will promise heaven and earth. A lot of people will say many, many things. I will do this. I will do that. They will boast a lot of things. But I want you to know that when it is time for real action, most of them will disappear. And this is why God want to make it clear to them that it is not the number of people that goes to war that win the war. It is the people who are determined. He gave them a test by telling Gideon, these 10,000 men, take them down to the stream, those that are drinking the water like the dog used to drink their own, they are not qualified. It is those that use their hand, bend down and take the water and drink, that will make it. And at last, 300 men emerged. And you know what happened? It is very, very interesting that the people that they are going to fight with, they are too many. There are thousands and millions of people. But Gideon was asking himself, how am I going to win this war with only 300 men? And God told him, do not be afraid. And I am putting it to you today that you are the Gideon of the people of Biafra. Your word erupts like volcanic eruption. It strikes, it goes far, and it kills a lot of things. A lot of our enemies are afraid of you when they hear your word. When they hear a word that comes out of your mouth. And all these men that are claiming they will do this, they will do that, that are coming out trying to, when it is time for action, you will begin to see them. They will begin disappearing. But I am telling you that because God is with us, we are the children of Most High. We are from Israelite. We shall win this war.
Of course.
Do not be afraid. Do not even relent. Do not even think about what is going to happen to you, because nothing will happen to you. I always kneel down every morning, every night to pray to God that I want Biafra to come in my own world, not after I am gone. Yes.
It's going to come.
I am gone.
It will come. I can assure you that it's going to come. In our lifetime, yes. We shall see Biafra. So yes. That is the promise of God to his children.
There is very, very important that I want to say here also. In addition, there is a comment that Barrister Imam Mezu made some time ago, and that comment, I begin to look into that comment deeply, and I believe that that comment meant a lot for the people of Biafra. Imam Mezu, he said that you should not castigate Ifejirika because of what he said, because he is serving the people, he is serving Nigeria. And I want you to know that it's not everybody that is serving Nigeria that will come out and stand and say, I decree Biafra or I support Biafra. It is not possible. The next day they will kill him. So begin to look into that side, because there are a lot of people that are ready to support Biafra, but they don't want to show their face.
As I said before, there are only two ways you can support Biafra. Not three, only two ways. Either you bring out your money or you bring out your life, one of the two.
Yes.
There is no third way. Either your money or your life, you donate yourself to come and fight with us. It's as simple as that.
Yes, that is what I'm telling you, because as I'm talking to you right now, there is somebody that is very, very strong, powerful, that like the Biafran people to have their own freedom. He is also from River State, and I don't want to mention names. This person is somebody that if he to come out and support this race on his own way, you will see something will start happening, because a lot of people are going down. A lot of these people, so-called Igbo or Hanese or whatever, they will go down. When it is time, you will see what will happen. And when the people of Nigeria and Yorubas begin to see what we are doing to our people that are not in support of what we are pursuing, they will know that, yes, these people are mean. I want you to know one thing, Dandy. Believe it or leave it. Before 6 months' time, I called last time, that was yesterday, I told you, I said, before 6 months' time, you will see what will start happening in Nigeria. To those people called Ohanaeze, to those people call themselves Bini or whatever, that are collecting money, are collecting bribe behind, and making our race to be difficult for us.
They are in APC. APC yes. Members.
Forget Obasanjo. Forget Obasanjo. He's just making mouth. They are just making mouth. Look at Common Boko Haram. They cannot defeat Common Boko Haram. Common Boko Haram, they cannot defeat. They can never defeat Boko Haram with the money, with the ammunition they purchase, with everything. They couldn't defeat them.
Talk less of
how Biafra. Much more if Biafra come out, stand with our might and our everything, we have to fight for our victory.
My
God of victory will always stand by us.
They will. And thank you very much for that. We like what you've said. The promise we make to them is like, even when Nigeria falls, you know, they will run outside and seek for asylum in countries. We'll go and find them there and kill them. God is my witness. Whatever they run to. Any country they go to, we dash them somebody 50 years imprisonment. We go and kill them there, wherever they go to. All these people responsible for the sale of unborn babies, all of them, they will pay a very heavy price. We are not going to forgive or forget. people are going to come to say, "Unu bagara, unu chefu, forget is ofumunne." We can never forgive these men and women. They are evil. Let's go and take this call. I don't know if who is waiting. A lot of people are waiting. Too many people. Too many people are waiting to be spoken to. This is Radio Biafra. I need somebody from here to say something. Somebody from here must say something. Yes, where's the microphone? Give him to say something. I didn't know people are this quiet in Germany. Is it the hard work here or what?
Director?
Yes, please, my brother.
Once again, my name is Chikwendo Onoha from Frankfurt, Germany.
Yes.
You see, like, I comment to what you are saying. We people in Frankfurt, if you see what is happening today, this was just a call. Maybe some people heard about this meeting yesterday. And if you look at what is going on here now, we have timbers and calibers here.
Of course we do.
There is doctors, lawyers, and so forth and so on. So don't be afraid. Like what I said before, I have been hearing Radio Biafra since 2004. But now, Germany have stepped into it. And today we are grateful that what is happening, the whole world is happening here in Frankfurt. So like what we have said before, we are promising you, we are not going to let you down. Frankfurt, we are behind whatever that is happening, and we stay to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. And we must make it very clear. Any other person wants to speak? Oh, that's very good. It's improving. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Director. Don't mind us. We know what we are doing, and Germany will surprise the whole world when we eventually come up. My name is Anomenwere Opera, like I introduced earlier on. There are a few things which some of my colleagues would actually want to hear and get it clarified once and for all. They are asking us to make a proposal that we meet some of the retired British politicians and seek audience with them, and then explain ourselves properly to them and the direction of our thinking and where we are heading for, whether they will be able to, you know, give a positive answer or not. Somebody suggested it who unfortunately is not here today. Second, they were asking us whether we have made a formal application to the so-called confab that is going on in Nigeria, declaring our intention to get away from Nigeria, because the organizers have constantly been making announcements that no region, no segment of Nigeria had ever submitted any kind of proposal declaring that they want to go away from Nigeria. Have we actually made a proposal, a written proposal, declaring our intention to get away from Nigeria?
Yes, we have. Yes,
so,
we have.
Good. If we have, that's great. That's great. So the third question is about our declaration. Have we notified some of the people doing business with Biafra that this is our intention, the UN, the OAU or AU or whatever they call themselves, that from so-so-so date, anybody transacting business in Nigeria on behalf of the Biafran territory is just wasting his or her time?
No, we've not done that.
Good. So the next thing is about the so-called Ohanaeze. These are idiots who just collected themselves and keep on, you know, profiting from the blood of the Biafrans, just like Wazrike did. Nobody elected them, and as far as I know, and as far as I'm concerned, they are staying there illegally. I cannot understand why people in their 60s to 80s are now piloting the affairs of young Biafrans who are in the region of 40, 50s. Is it not necessary that we have to put our document straight away that whatever Ohanaeze, the so-called Ohanaeze, is doing with people in Aso Rock behind the majority of all of us who are kept in the dark, that we don't trust these people, and whatever negotiation that is going on there is for them and for their own pockets. We have to declare that straight away.
That is
if need be.
I will answer you, please.
Good.
I'll answer you. That is why we need Frankfurt here to be heaving with our people. We need to outnumber those that support Ohanaeze. As simple as that. It's a game of numbers, of majority. That's all. We have put it to them, or we are in the process of putting it to them, that we will be sending two representatives because we don't trust people at home. I've said it very openly. We don't trust them. They are planning to send Professor Nwabeze, and I'm asking everyone, what do you think he will say when he goes to Abuja? Will he discuss Biafra?
No. He's a compromiser. A man who lives in Lagos all his life.
He lives in Lagos.
A man who even called upon Jonathan, don't run for the second time.
I mean,
he's a sellout.
We
he
must
don't even know what Igbos looks like. The only thing he knows is to put red cap.
What we need to guard against is people like Nwabeze going there.
Director, our suggestion is that we have to, those of us who are very young in Biafra, we have to set up a parallel young Ohanaeze. There's no other alternative.
No,
because people in their 70s and 80s cannot control our destiny.
No, we need Biafrans. Not Ohanaeze. We need Biafra. You need to join and become a member of the Biafran family wherever you are. We don't need Ohanaeze to do. Ohanaeze can be there. Explain to us how Otuesi Awoji and things like that. You know, Otuesi Andiriji, things like that. There's nothing else they can do for. Has Ohanaeze ever made a hard-hitting statement?
No.
I'll repeat what I said. Have they made any hard-hitting statement?
Not in my lifetime. I've never heard.
Now, contrast. People should listen very carefully. Contrast when Ohanaeze went to Aso Rock and Afani Fere that went only yesterday. Did you hear what our Afani Fere said? We condemn Obasanjo writing this letter openly and clearly. Not when they come and they say, oh, there was something we discussed with him about Obasanjo. We can't tell you. People tell me there are so-called prominent people agitating for Biafra. And I said, how are they making that manifest? How do we know? You don't contribute your money. You can't say, oh, you people are looking for land. Use contacts you know and say, I have a piece of land I can give you to build the station back home. Don't mention my name.
Director,
I've not done it.
I've not finished yet.
Please go ahead.
And I don't know whether we have set up an internal mechanism that is actually set up for the defense of the interests of the Biafrans. Because in pursuance of Biafran cause and what we are right away, without any kind of self-cleansing process, I think we are wasting our time. There are a lot of moles that call themselves Biafrans everywhere. If we don't teach them a lesson, before the Niger Delta started their operations, they issued a statement warning everybody from that region, if you don't support what we are doing, if you are not interested in what we are doing, don't make a comment against us. Any comment made against us will bring tears to your doorstep.
They had rich men buying them weapons. We don't have anyone willing to give us a dime to go and buy weapons. We need weapons to fight. If Germany can give us only one container load of weapons, we won't be having this discussion anymore. If we don't deliver, you hang us in public. One container only. That's all we need. You see what we can do? Our people must understand something. In this country, I don't know if you know a man called Baron von Rothschild. Do any of you know him? They're one of the oldest banking families in the world, together with Barings and Barclays. These are Jewish people. Baron von Rothschild, in Germany here, brought out the family fortune and gave to the earliest Zionist pioneers to go and buy land from Arabs in Palestine. Their own land. What do our people want us to tell them? Kesbent FM in Ghana today reported that we don't pay tax in Ghana. Igbo traders don't pay tax. That's what they're saying. Why should we be selling our commodities lower than local people? Because of that you have till the 2nd of February to leave. The same thing that happened to the Jews. You know, we don't listen. And the Kandiji here, Fatishi and Aunt, we don't listen until it's too late. In this country, there is a movie called The Holocaust. Go and Google Dr. Vice. Google Dr. Vice, you will see it. The same level of stupidity and hopelessness afflicting the Igbo middle class abroad. They are the ones holding us, not the poor people. Poor people want to go. It's those who are comfortable, those with qualifications, those who can afford to travel home at will, those that have two cars and their children in private schools that are doing very well. They forget the rest. If anything happens to you, I will not cry for you. Because you are selfish. God brought you out so you can help those at home, not your immediate family at home, so that you can help rescue your people. If you fail to do that, if you fail to do it, any day you die, they bury you. The spirit of those that died unjustly, they will ask you, why didn't you fight for us? Why not? The Jews lost 6 million people. They have their own state. They have the fourth most powerful army in the world. Everybody's afraid of them, even the Americans are. We lost more than half of that. Yet we are the ones immigrating, doing cleaning jobs, washing plates, doing security work. If you ask somebody, oh, we are not together, we are digging out. You ask them, well, what have you done for us to be one? Everybody has ideas and suggestions on where to do it. Nobody comes up with a solution that says, implement this and things will change. We think we are like Yoruba people or like Hausa people. We are not like them. They don't criticize their leaders, but we do. Not because we hate them. No, we don't. We love them, but we only want them to do the right thing. You people here are the leaders of our people. Our people back home are blind. They can't see. They are blind. If you like, go home and see for yourself. They are blind. You are the eyes with which they see. And you have seen all these beautiful things. Are you telling me that a street as beautiful as this, if we build it in Biafra land, the world will end? When you see how beautiful Frankfurt is, why don't you say to yourself, let's go home and make ourselves a place as beautiful as Frankfurt? What's wrong with that? You live here, you die, they bring cleaners, they clean the place, they rent to another African family that comes. So what? Where you come from, which is the reason why you were born, is as wretched as ever. For me, I can't tell you I'm an Igbo person, because if I go out and I say I'm an Igbo, they say, oh, have you sold your son yet? I have a buyer for your son too. We are the people that sell children. I will not ashamed of ourselves. In a Reman cannot eku na afo. For 250,000 naira, an Igbo child. I expect us to be upset. When we go home, we kill everything in sight. Man, everything. They know how upset we are. When we descend on that place, they will know how angry we are. Then you people will know how mad we are. That we are actually insane. They have driven us mad. Please, make it very brief so others can speak.
Thank you, Director. I concur with all the things you have just said. It's a question of survival instinct right away. And as I am here, I am making an honest contact with our brothers in the Niger Delta to see how best and how they were able to get all the whole equipment that they use in bringing the federal government of Nigeria to its knees.
I plead with you, please, to give me 1 second. There's somebody on the line. Let's take this call. Give me your name and where you are. I know you've been waiting. Wilson has been waiting for a long time. He used to be in Germany, but he's now with us in the UK. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Hello, wonderful, good dear friend. Thank you so much for giving me this much opportunity. I am Dr. Wilson Ikenna, and then a former living in Chinglanda. I thank you, people. When I heard that our director is moving down to Germany, In fact, I was very, very poem, even my wife. I thank you people. I told director that whenever Germans work, whenever our people work in Germany, because Germans, they don't dance anyhow. If you put music in Germans, they don't dance. They will monitor before they will start dancing. And if they start dancing, it's very hard, it's very difficult for you to stop them. I know my people. And I know my people. I said it again. As you went to U.S., at the end of the day, many U.S. didn't come out. I told you that you are going back to U.S. again. As you come to Germany today, you will come to Germany again. People will wake up. And our people must rise. You just see only little of Germans. You're going to see them again. Again, I heard about our brother calling Chidi Ogbenike. He's our wonderful brother, although he was disappointed by Mossop. That's why the first time when I was calling him, he doesn't show up, because what happened in that time, he doesn't show up. But I keep on saying, dear friends, let us pray for that brother today. He's lying on the bed. I don't know what may be the problem. Let us pray for him. Let the spirit of Chukwu Abiam help him to be healed. He's our wonderful brother, because if had he been his standing today, he could have been here today. Nadekano, I thank you so much. You are a wonderful man. I say that you are a prophet at the beginning. You are a wonderful man, and God speak to you. Dear friends, my people, tell other people. And I know if German government heard about, if they hear about this, they will not let us down. Please, I'm listening. Please, whatever contribution that you will do, it is not only money. I'm contributing money, but there are people that are meant to be full soldiers. There are people that are meant to be writing.
Hello? No, we have lost him. We have lost him. Thank you very much. Does anyone here know Wilson Anene? He was here at Munchen Gladbach before. I'm coming. The caller on the line, can you please give us your name and where you are, please?
Okay, yes. My name is Steve Poker. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Go ahead, please. Make it very brief. Yeah. Only 1 minute, please, if you can. 1 minute only. We need to bring this program to an end. 1 minute only, please.
Okay, sir. What I want to contribute is about our reach out, because it's necessary. I know that so many people have not heard about us. So a lot of us have been working for so many churches as an evangelism, but they find it very difficult to go for reach out to update.
What's he doing? Yes, please. Go ahead and make it very brief. Please, 1 minute round off.
Yes, I just want to reassure that our brother that just called last, I am in touch with Chidi Aloysius Ogbenike. I'm in constantly in touch with him. Even though he was disappointed during our last international conference in Dusseldorf, as we are preparing the conference, some of us had telephone calls from Nigerian embassy in Berlin asking us what we're doing. And from there, we knew that some of us are not really in good spirit. And many of them started going back. But I'm working on all of them, just like from the beginning of this program, I called some of them to wake up. I mean, we have found a genuine and honest, people we can work with now and we can trust with. So let me give chance to other members who want to contribute. Thank you.
Yes, because our discussions we can carry on after the show comes to an end. You've spoken very well. I welcome it. Your questions are very, very searching, very probing, and entirely forensic, and I welcome that. And we shall deal with those off-air, so to speak. A lot of Americans are tweeting about Biafra and against what the Muslims are doing to us. The Jewish Defense League in the UK has gone crazy on Twitter with our issue. They are talking about it. A lot of people are now reporting on this very issue. But let me make you even sadder. This very evening, Barrister Mamis has said to join us, and I'll go to him in a sec. Barrister, you stay where you are. I'll go to you in a second. Barrister, remain where you are. We must bring this news to our people. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
You will remain where you are, please. Stay where you are. Who's from Enugu State here? No Enugu State here? Does anyone know a place called Onkanu in Enugu?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There is a village called Nome. Does anyone have you heard that name before? In Onkanu? In Enugu State. Hausa people went there and shot dead one of our boys. They drove their cattle into the farm. And the village, the people gathered some boys in the village. Go and ask them to move their cattle from the land. They said, how can we move from here? You have Igbos in the north. So our cattle has the right to be in your land as well. And they shot one of the children, one of the boys. And he died in our land. But we're in Frankfurt, in London, in Madrid, everywhere having fun. In Cincinnati, in Wisconsin, when Hausa men are shooting dead our young boys in the village. To move your cattle, we don't have any means of livelihood. It's from this farm that we plant crops to be able to feed.
Yeah, cassava.
Cassava. Yeah. The cattle is eating the cassava.
Yeah.
You ask them to move and they kill you.
No more grass.
And people tell me about one Nigeria. It's amazing. Let me go to the barrister. Barrister Mamesu, we are in Frankfurt in Germany. Our people are here. And it's a good thing you came now because we are about to bring the program to an end anyway. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafran son. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Thank God you arrived safely and all the Biafras there that are hosting you. May God bless all of you. The spirit of Biafra is in all of you. Director, with the news I'm hearing in our own land, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Kato Riaras are now killing our own people in our own land. I said, Director, you're not closing yet because I haven't said anything. I was caught up in where I went to, but I said I must make my own contribution before the end of today. And I'm glad I'm able to get through. Of course, if you're here in London, I will allow you to close now because it's too early, Director. Although, of course, you just arrived and started the program immediately. You are our man. You are the only reason why Biafrans are existing worldwide. For those who are able to get through to us with contributions, financially, morally, otherwise, those who are doing both in cash and in kind, may God bless all of you. Director, our struggle to bring Biafra to bear must not stop. It will continue until we get to our destination.
Amen.
For all that is happening against and on Biafrans, it's not something we should go home and sleep without doing anything about it. And this is why all of us here in London, those in Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Senegal, name it worldwide, we welcome all your contributions. But please do not relent. Do not say I have given enough. Because it's not enough that our people are dying on a daily basis. It's enough now in our own land. We have to do all we could to stop and resist the encroachment by the northerners coming into our own land to even kill us. My anger always brings tears, but I'm resisting it at all cost. Director, I wish you can stay a little bit longer rather than closing now. We bleed because we are not in our own lands. And those who are chasing us going to abroad are now coming to be killing us, killing our people in their own burning churches. And now they are coming to our land to come and kill us. Director, we have to hasten up. Our transmitter need to go home. And we have to do something. I wish I have enough time to talk, but Director say I should make it brief. Please. Tomorrow is another day. We will carry on until Biafra is restored to its integrity. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Director.
That was the barrister himself. Thank you very much, Barrister Mamesu. We have come to the end of the program, but I've been asked to do something by our dear sister, the women leader, Ngozi Madu.
There is Priscilla Wong. Please go and join Ngozi Madu on Skype. Priscilla Wong. I know you're listening. Please go and join Ngozi Madu on Skype. I think it's mad. Even her Skype is on my head. It's mad with 1040. I know that's because she screamed it so much. It's now firmly implanted in my brain. Please go and join Ngozi. Our people are dying. Do you know how we came to get this news from Nome in Nkanu? Do you know how we got the news? The traditional ruler did not write to the police. He wrote to the Fulani community, the head of Fulani community in Enugu. To plead, to say, please come and remove your cattle from our land. Not the police or the army. It's unbelievable. Let's take this as the final call from Germany and then we close. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ndubisi George. I'm calling from Dusseldorf. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, and so is the whole world and our people here as well. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. You are doing very well. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to your crew members as well. Director, you preach the gospel of Biafra. You preach the gospel of Biafra. I must confess, the first time I listened, I was confused. Are they quarreling with everybody? You know, I must confess. That was my first attention to the program. But now I begin to digest what has been going on or the program for weeks. Thank you very much. I must appeal to the youth, especially the youth here in Germany. I mean, we are in big numbers, Biafrans in Germany. We are in big numbers. And this struggle is the youth. Hear me, the youth. It's left for you. Our fathers have done theirs. Now it's our turn. I have to say this because age puts me in a strategic position between the youth and the old. I was born in Biafra land in 1969. That was when blood and the spirit of the dead were still roaming. You know, I will not boast I witnessed the war. But I confronted hunger in so many fronts. It was this hunger that our enemies and the conspirators used as a strategy to wipe Igbo race. But our fathers were resilient. They struggled, and we survived. But this is my own individual observation. During those struggles for survival after the war, devil also came a wave of with his agents. After the colonization of the white man, the devil came in, and because of hunger, influence of cultures, whoever has a loaf of bread becomes a rich man. So there was this culture of royalty, undue royalty to wealth. As a matter of fact, the youths that ran out of that blessed land, we are literally pushed out because probably they might not stand the shame. You know, Director, I'm telling you based on what I know. I was born and brought up in Biafran land. I struggled as a soldier. The youth that I'm living with here in Dusseldorf, in fact, generally, they were pushed out because evil men they declared themselves gods with material wealth. There was this worship for undue royalty for material wealth, celebration of vanity.
And you ignorance.
Know, this is the time ignorance. To sanitize. I thank you all. I appeal to the youth once more to come alive. To come alive so that we support this struggle. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much, my dear brother. With that, we've come to the end of the show today. We thank everybody, especially our nice people here, the brave Biafrans that came out. We have Biafrans in Frankfurt. We can announce to the world that you have people in Frankfurt. If you're coming here, you remember that Kingsley Ajoku is here. He's worked exceptionally hard to make sure that the message of the redemption of our country is heard amongst our people in this very place. I must thank him this very evening. And also Ikechukwu Okoye, who I'll be staying with. I'm staying with him. The wife cooked a nice meal for us earlier in the afternoon. And we are grateful to the family for accepting Radio Biafra, for allowing us to stay with them. One need a number, after all. We are putting people in touch that never knew each other before. When you know somebody in Biafra in truth and honesty, that person is more valuable to you than a blood sibling. I can tell you that. We cannot let you down. We can't disappoint you. We will not stop saying what we are saying until Biafra comes. It's not a question of one step forward and ten backwards. No. It's up to you. If you support us, we will move mountains for your sake and the sake of the 3.5 million that were killed, on whose behalf we do what we do every blessed day. Once again, I thank all of you here for having come. We thank our listeners all over the world, those that got through, those that didn't get through. But as is customary for us and as we've come to expect, Biafra is our religion. Here on this radio station, every day, and for the next few days in Germany, is where we're going to worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, protect, and sustain each and every one of you. But more importantly, this God is going to be...